And now back to the news. Chatterbox and Chatterround have had lots of publicity this week. Listeners to Radio Norwich will have heard Marjorie Ead, the coordinator of Chatterround, being interviewed on their breakfast show. The expanding listenership for Chatterround was also a feature in the evening news. And there was also a feature about Chatterbox's go-go hair, called Hair All About It. The go-go hairs are also linked to a new Manfred Mann recording. And the evening news also had a story from another talking newspaper in Wyndham.
A talking newspaper in Norwich has announced it will be expanding its service. Chatterbox, the free talking newspaper for the blind and partially sighted, is forming a series of new partnerships for its Chatterround service, which already reaches around 400 people in the Norwich area. The plan will bring in more listeners, but importantly, will improve integration between sighted and sight-impaired people. Chatterbox chairman David Potten said, "We hope that this will help integration between the sighted and sight impaired communities and spread the word about our free services among sight impaired people who we do not yet reach. The services include a weekly digest of stories from the Norwich Evening News for Norwich area listeners and monthly readings for the Norwich Magazine and Let's Talk magazine. Chatterround is a quarterly magazine programme of 10-minute interviews with local people in the news and covering a wide range of topics relevant to Norfolk. It is distributed free to sight-impaired listeners through the post office on memory sticks, which can be played on a computer or a dedicated player freely supplied by a letterbox, Chatterbox. Under the new plan, hospital radio at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and the Norwich Community Station Future Radio have agreed to take the Chatterround interviews for their general audiences. At the same time, the recordings will be offered to 9 other talking newspapers, which together reach 1,000 blind and partially sighted people across Norfolk and North Suffolk. The newspaper has been providing news for the blind community in Norwich and is celebrating its 40th anniversary as a local charity this year. Anyone interested in finding out more or receiving Chatterbox news can contact 01603 765365, email contact@cbtn.org.uk, visit www.cbtn.org.uk, or by mail at Chatterbox 240 King Street, Norwich, NR12TT.
People will be able to read all about the news of our fine city on one of the go-go hair sculptures set to decorate Norwich this summer. Hair All About It is the latest sculpture to be revealed for the Go-Go Hairs Trail that is being brought to Norwich and Norfolk by the children's charity Break, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, along with Wild in Art. The bright yellow character is being created by Norwich's talking newspaper Chatterbox, and he's being decorated in a coat made out of a collage of Norwich Evening News articles. A team of volunteers led by community arts organisation ERMCIC has been working on the sculpture in the Forum all this week. Tim Edwards, a sound recordist for Chatterbox and part of ERMCIC, said, "Chatterbox records radio programmes specifically for visually impaired people to keep them in touch with their area, and we're celebrating 40 years this year. Our Chatterbox logo is a smiley yellow face with black glasses, so we've made our hair bright yellow too, and he has a jacket made from Evening News newspaper articles, because that's where we get lots of our news. We're proud to support Break in its 50th anniversary year, and we're looking forward to the trail." Chatterbox's hair is one of 50 sculptures that will be on display in Norwich during the Go Go Hairs Trail from June the 24th to September the 8th, and there will also be more hairs on display in the wider county. For more information about the Go Go Hairs, visit www.gogohairs.co.uk, and for more about Chatterbox, visit www.cbtn.org.uk.
In the same year, Manfred Mann first shook the airwaves with the hit Mighty Quinn, Norfolk-based children's charity Break was just getting started. And now, 50 years on, these two golden anniversaries are converging in the most delightful way. Mike Dabo, Manfred Mann's lead singer, has joined forces with a small group of artists and musicians to re-record the classic Bob Dylan song to raise money for the charity as part of its Go Go Hairs project. Also invited in the recording were Miguel Montalban on guitar and Mark Ireland on drums, with reworked lyrics by Samantha and Holly Elmhurst. Following the recording, which took place in North Norfolk, people will be able to download the song. Michael Rooney's Breaks commercial manager said, "As a music fan myself, this is exciting for Break to be involved, and with great grateful to Ashton Legal and Samantha for their enthusiasm and support to make it happen." Hair Le Quinn will be one of 50 hair sculptures around Norwich as part of the Go Go Hairs project, with a further 18 moon gazer hairs to go on show around the county. Hair Le Quinn will be unveiled at Norwich Puppet Theatre on April the 11th. The hair has its own Twitter account at Hair Le Quinn.
To mark the anniversary of a talking newspaper, its former volunteers are invited to come together and celebrate at a reunion. On April the 10th in 1998, which was Good Friday, the first edition of the weekly Windham and Attleborough talking newspaper was recorded. The talking newspaper is an audio news and information service for visually impaired people, and a monthly magazine was eventually added to the output. Initially, recordings were copied to cassette tapes and distributed by post, but now a USB stick is used and listeners to the free service are given a machine on which to play them. To mark the anniversary, previous volunteers were invited along to the group's annual general meeting at Fairland Hall in Windham on Monday, May the 14th at 7:30 p.m. They are also keen to recruit more news compilers and sound technicians. For more information, visit the Talking Newspaper's website at www.watn.org.uk or call the chairman, Tony Vale, on 07851 370666.
Both of this week's features are linked to the 100th anniversary of the RAF, which was established in 1918. The Cultishall Airfield had a special place in the hearts of its air and ground crew, and former group captain Ian Hall recalled his days at Colt for the Evening News. His article is read by Sam Elmhurst. By Sam Eldhurst.